This is US 99.
Drew, it's Cody.
Cody Whitehair from the Chicago Bears?
What's up, Drew? How are you?
It's been a hot minute since we got to hear your voice. I'm fantastic. How are you?
Great.
Are you all right? You didn't just get out of bed. I mean, you all get up at like 3 in the morning, right?
That's right. Get up and get at work, man.
All right. It's not even 10:45. How many workouts you have so far?
Just one, but we've had some meetings too. So. Okay. It's been a busy morning, that's for sure.
Yeah, football is your job, okay? We want to know, how's the baby? And I realize she's not technically a baby anymore, but she's under 2, right? You're still in the early dad stages, right?
Yep, we just turned 2 in September.
Okay.
So she's growing up. She's, she's doing the school thing now. And, you know, she's obviously talking and on the move. So she's definitely growing up, that's for sure.
Is she upset that her Halloween plans are getting in the way of your football game, or have you just not explained that to her yet? Like, what's the plan for Halloween?
Luckily, we play at home, and we play at noon.
You'll be fine trick-or-treating by like 4:35 o'clock.
That's right. So we'll still be able to do a little trick-or-treating.
What is the costume of Cody Whitehair this year going out with your 2-year-old?
I don't know if I'm going to dress up this year. I haven't figured it out. I guess I got it.
That is the wrong answer. You only got 5 days to go.
I guess I'm going to be a last minute decision on the costume.
And in honesty, I'm just giving you grief, Cody, because my favorite costume every year is suburban dad walking around the neighborhood with kids trying to get candy. Okay.
Right. Just go as the good old suburban dad.
Trending today, what is the one candy you refused to trade with your friends as a kid?
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Every time? Never?
Every time.
Oh my gosh.
Gotta love a good Reese's peanut butter cup.
What's the scariest animal?
I'm not a spider guy, so anytime I hear spiders or anything like that, that's
when you holler for the wife to get the broom and come clear it out of the corners, right?
That's right.
And we're such fans of you. Dad, husband, military family, huge country music fan. I had your jersey on at a tailgate with the neighbors a couple weeks ago, and they had to walk around and be like, who's number 65? And then they're like, oh, Whitehair, you're representing the O-line, Drew. I like that. I said, hello, the offensive line, Cody Whitehair. You guys are the backbone of the Bears.
Well, thank you for the support, Drew.
What is your favorite cuss word that's not a cuss word?
Oh, wow.
I feel like everyone's got one.
I guess my thing is, oh, shucks, to try and keep away from the cuss word, that's for sure. And now that you have kids, now that I have kids and stuff, I find myself using the terms instead of the actual cuss words now to try and
try
and be the better dad, that's for sure.
I mean, that'll go away as she gets older. I'm just giving you a little truth. You'd be like, I didn't mean to say that. And, you know, my daughter, Vivian, is left. She's like, Dad. I'm like, it's nothing you've never heard before. I'll try to be better. Right?
For sure.
But I think the oh shucks is just the Midwestern in you because of your Kansas roots.
That's right. It might be, for sure.
You live in the north suburbs. What is your favorite takeout order?
This is a good one. We do it every Friday. It's O'Toole's here in Libertyville.
Okay. What's the order?
I get the bacon jam burger and tots.
Okay.
And then my wife is a big boneless wing eater. So,
nice.
That's our go-to every Friday. We try and eat healthy during the week. And then we have a little cheat meal on the weekends.
But I love that because you're also bucking the trend of pizza Fridays. You're like, no. We're going for burgers and wings.
That's right. Well, on home games, we always come back up here, obviously, after the Sunday game.
Right.
And then we do pizza Sundays. We always do Lou Malnati's pizza on Sunday.
Oh, do you go to the deep dish, though, right?
You got to go to the deep dish, the Chicago classic.
Right. We do the deep dish. That's actually a Sunday football thing in our house, too. We try to do it like once every other week where we'll do the deep dish sausage that we will get from Lou Malnati's and I will bake it at home.
Oh, nice.
And the last time we were talking about this with Jake Owen, who's a pretty big country star, he said, I know y'all love your Chicago deep dish, but one of those slices is like 1,000 calories. And I said, okay, just have half of it then.
Yeah, it can definitely be pretty filling too, that's for sure. But it's definitely one of the family faves when they come up here. They got to have Lou Malnati's.
If you had to choose a movie character to be your best friend, Cody Whitehair of the Chicago Bears, who would you choose?
You know, being from Kansas and... You know, it definitely have to be Woody off of Toy Story.
Oh, my gosh. Best answer ever. I don't think anyone has said that before. That's really good. For me, my best friend, I want to have Red from Shawshank because he's just 100% supportive all the time.
Nice. Love it.
And then he shows up on the beach when you're cleaning the boat at the end of the story and everyone lives happily ever after you stole the money and broke out of prison. All right, last question. Who you loving on in country music lately? Who is the person you just can't get out of your head?
I'm a big Luke Combs guy. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got great music. I can't just pick out one song.
Right.
All of Luke's songs are great. I love listening to Luke.
Are you planning to be incognito VIP for either one of the United Center shows in less than like 2 weeks? Come on now.
I would love to. I have to see what the
Boss says.
What the schedule brings, you know, the next couple of weeks. But I would definitely love to be at the United Center for Luke, that's for sure.
Well, we are super fans of you, Cody Whitehair, as a person, as a father, as a husband. We love watching you on Sundays and hopefully get a chance to maybe catch up with you for Salute to Service next month. But if not, just know that we're supporting you 100%.
Awesome. Thanks, Drew.